Well, I was just asking because aside from the 9918, the only other Yaesu radios I have anymore is the FT-65 I'm talking on right now, which turp handles and easily. And then I actually have an FT-891. I bought it on a Black Friday deal back in 2023 or something like that. I forget. It was I had this grand idea of like, oh, it's going to be my POTA radio, and then I'm going to get it installed in my car and all this other stuff, and it's just sitting there collecting dust at this point. But that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no. They, like I said, that's their business model. They make it inexpensive. They're filling in the holes because, like, you know, Yaesu didn't make a programming software for it. But if you wanted to do, like, I have the license for that Yaesu handheld, that first DMR handheld they put out that I sold. It turns out I've still got a license for that, but that's the only, I've got the Windows, the Mac for the 991A, and I've got the Windows license for that one Yaesu handheld, and they're good forever, but, you know, if you ain't got the radio, ain't got no use for it.